Our Bible studies are on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And our prayer meetings are on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and are only available on Zoom. Our Zoom meeting ID is 851-8432-5513, passcode 945071. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in September. If you're interested in being baptized, please let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our social media platforms. We are collecting winter items for the Champlain School, such as winter jackets, scarves, neck warmers, mitts, and hats. If you prefer to make a monetary donation, please mark the envelope Champlain School.
The economy of God is based on service. Acts of love.
Reach out today to see where you can serve.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. God is great. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, you are in this place. Hallelujah. We worship you above all other gods. Hallelujah. Let's dance our praise and worship together. We are meeting the King of Kings this morning. Hallelujah. Worthy of all our praise. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Your presence. Yeah.
Father, your instruction to your people must be still and know that I am God. And in response this morning, we say, we will be still and know that you are God. As you demonstrate your power in all the earth, all men, all women, people from every part of the world will see and know that truly you are the God who reigns over all. And Father, we surrender ourselves to you this day, knowing this to be true, that you don't need a military force to win a battle when the battle is yours. And so, Father, we commit our situations, our circumstances, all that we contend with, unto you. For you are the God who contends for us. Father, arise and let all of your enemies be scattered. Thank you, Father, for grace and for mercy. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord, for new beginnings. Thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and all the equipment that we need to experience and enjoy the fullness of life that you have graciously provided for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, that you are the builder of your church, and the gates of hell, the government of hell, shall never prevail over your church. Blessed be your holy name, Father, forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give a good clap offering unto the Lord God Almighty. Amen. He reigns supreme. Blessed be his name forever. Thank you, worship team. That was wonderful. It's good to see Brother Moses join the team today. You were shakaran. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good. Amen. Well, this morning, before we call on the young ones to come up, before Mama comes up to lead us in time of prayer, we want to welcome a young girl to womanhood. I'll call on Stephanie. Please, Stephanie, come. This is Stephanie Ogundele. She just turned 13, and we celebrate her. Amen. I'm going to, like I do with the young men and the young women that come of age, I'm going to spend some time talking with her. But before we have our chat, she has a scripture passage she wants to read. Bless you, Steph.
Thoughts of peace and not of evil, give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Come over here and sit with me for a moment.
It's always a joy for me to welcome young ladies and young men to their new state in life, because you are crossing from being a little child to becoming a person of destiny. It is sometimes a disturbing time, because you are shedding one thing to begin something that is very new. Responsibilities change, and you start thinking about your future. What am I going to be? What am I going to do? What kind of a life am I going to have? The reality is that everything that we do as believers is founded in the Word of God. And so in Psalm 119, the Word of God says, "Wherewithal shall a young man, a young woman, in your case, cleanse his way?" It's important, it says, cleanse his way. It means that the road ahead of you is messy, and you have to clean it. You have to clean it. And how do you clean it? By taking heed to the Word of God, by listening to the Word of God. The one thing I can say to you is that the most important thing for you right now is to pay attention to the Word of God. Because nobody knows your future. Only God does. And that pathway needs to be clear. Amen? And sometimes it's hard. The way that God wants to take you sometimes is not what is easiest for you. Sometimes it's something that's not familiar. But God calls you to make a way. And he sends people into your path that help you. Even our Lord Jesus Christ needed a John the Baptist to make a way. God is going to send you destiny helpers, people that will speak into your life. Amen? Now, the next verse I want to share with you is a very important verse. And basically, it says that you must not let anything that God has for you slide. In Hebrews chapter 12, or rather, Hebrews 2, it says, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. You've heard a lot of things in this church. He says, listen to it, pay attention to it. He says, because if you don't, you're going to let it slide. And when people let the Word of God slide, and this goes for every one of us here, it's not just talking to her. When you let the Word of God slide, you slip, you fall. And many times when people fall, they hurt themselves. And I've seen so many people hurt themselves unnecessarily because they did not pay attention to that simple statement. Give the more earnest, sincere commitment, heed to the things that you have heard, lest at any time we should slip or let those things slip from us. I want to share another verse with you found in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs 31, it says, strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor. Better than this that you're putting on? Strength. Honor. God says, put that on. Because when you have strength and honor, you respect yourself. You don't let people move you all over the place. Oh, I gotta go after those friends. Maybe they're gonna make me more special. No, he says, no. You have strength. You have honor. And that will cause you to rejoice in the time to come. No distractions. Because this is the time for distractions. This is a time where other competing ideas come. I want to distract you. Let's do this, let's do that. Friends, let's go partying. Let's go that way. Let's go, strength, that capacity to know who you are and be able to say no. Know when to say yes. No. Stay back. You need that. I'd like to share another verse with you. You know, the passage that you picked, so powerful. God says, I know the thoughts I think. They are good thoughts. But while God knows the thoughts that he has for you and wants to bring you to an expected end, he says next to you, like you read, ask. So first thing I want you to do today, Mama and I are going to lay hands on you, we're going to pray for you. But from now on, you begin to ask God, God, what is the plan for today? What is your plan for me today? He will show you. And as he shows you, be reminded of Luke 1:45, the words of the angel to Mary. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. I told you something earlier. There shall be a performance. You get it? There shall be a performance. So boldly take a hold of life and live it to the full, dressed with strength and honor. And we'll share one more thing with you. The Bible says, in Proverbs 11:22. I want you to listen to this one. It says, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snot, that's pig, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. That's deep. Would you put a nice gold ring in the nose of a pig? That's not where it belongs. And it says that a fair woman, and you're a fair woman, that's a beautiful woman, is like that when she doesn't have discretion. So you got to keep some things close to heart. Not every person around you is going to celebrate you. If you tell them something, they might do everything to discount it. In fact, I would like you to hang around the service this morning. Don't go to your other segment. Stay in the service today so you hear the things I have to say. Okay? You have to learn discretion. Keep some things to yourself. And once you keep it, let the Spirit of God brood upon that which He has placed in your heart, and there will be a manifestation. It will come open, because nothing that God does stays hidden forever. Today is the first day of fall, and certain things are going to fall off of your life so that freshness can come. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mama, can you come, please? We're going to lay hands on you. You can come down. And little ones, you can come and stand by while we pray for her. We'll be praying for you too. May I have the parents, father and mother? Father and mother, please come. Where is the father and the mother? Quickly, please. You touch that shoulder, you touch the shoulder.
Stretch your hands as we pray for Stephanie. Stephanie is 12 years old. And she just did her bar mitzvah, meaning that she's a child of the scripture. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for beautiful Stephanie Ogundele. We thank you, God, for her life. We thank you, God, for the gift that she is to our world. We thank you for bringing her into your kingdom. Thank you for the mom, the dad, and the sibling. We just lift her before you, God. Today, she did her bar mitzvah as a 12-year-old child. May the government of God rest upon her shoulder. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As you have chosen the 12 tribes, may you choose her.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. May she be a handmaiden of the Lord.
Amen.
May she be the one that have hearing ear,
Amen.
A receiving heart,
Amen.
A beautiful heart.
Amen.
A beautiful woman with honor, strength, and discretion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
She'll be lovely inside and outside.
Yes, Father.
The glory of God will rest upon her.
Amen.
She will hear your voice and follow your guidance.
Yes, Lord.
Every evil voice she will not hear.
Amen.
She will not follow any peer pressure.
Amen.
She will be a leader and not a follower.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
She will thrive in everything she does.
Yes,
bless the work of her hand.
Yes,
may she become that Proverbs 31 woman.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
May she always have more than enough.
Yes, Father.
Give her the gift of business.
Amen.
That she will thrive in everything she does.
Amen.
Give her a humble heart.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Bless her mom and dad and the sibling. And grandma and his extended families.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Stephanie, I call you blessed.
Amen.
And highly favored.
Amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus that your ears will hear clearly,
Amen.
That your eyes will see clearly,
Amen.
That your speech will be powerful.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
name
may the hand
Jesus.
Of God rest upon you,
Amen.
And uphold you.
Amen.
May He, our Father, hold you by the right hand,
Amen.
And cause you to flourish.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be fully equipped,
Amen.
To fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
We decree so.
Amen. And when Amen. The time of marriage comes, you will marry the right man.
Amen.
You will not marry a demonic person.
In Jesus' name.
You will marry a Holy Spirit-filled person.
Amen.
That is wise and humble.
Amen.
That will love you and be of help to your life.
Amen.
And you of help to him.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Praise
bless
God.
You. Let's turn bless her around. They are taking her picture.
Oops.
Praise the Lord. All right, snap all the pictures now. All right. Praise the Lord. Bless you.
Bless you.
Please move the chairs quickly. Thank you. All right, let us pray for the remaining of our children.
Children, don't go.
Next time you start going, before I pray for you, I'll let you go. So by now you should be well trained. So praise the Lord. No talking, please. Service is going on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The rest of you, stretch your hands quickly. And Father, we thank you for all our children, every child of God in this house, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners and extended families, all children from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those walking the earth, every decade of life, extended families, every one of them, we leave them before you. Those hearing the sound of my voice, no matter what city or nation they are in, may the glory of God rest upon every one of us. May we walk in the light and continue to magnify your name. May we have a great week in the Lord, a great month, a great year. May we exalt your name forevermore. Bless all our teachers, parents, and everyone who have a part in growing up a child in the way they need to go. May the word of the Lord be number one priority in their lives. May they excel in life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we continue to give you praise. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you. Have your way in our lives, in our church, in our city, in our homes, in our nation, and in our businesses, and everything that you have assigned to our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, good day, everyone. And if you're still sitting way at the back, please start moving a little bit closer to the front. It's just easier when the pastor is preaching later, he can see your face. Except you, if you have committed more than you are hiding, that's a different story. But if you are not, I don't see why you should be hiding always at the back. We are children of light, advance forward. All right, praise the Lord. Move closer to the front. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right, let us read the word of God. Last Sunday I wasn't here because I was... in another church, there was a conference, and I was the keynote speaker, so it all through the weekend. So we just give God praise. I was blessed, the people were blessed, and we give God all the glory. So praise the Lord. All right, let us read our scripture. This one is Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. You know, I was glad when I saw Brother Moses. I was praying for him that he would join the band and he would sing. So that was a good, pleasant surprise. Yeah, so praise the Lord. Colossians 3, there are 25 verses, so you need to catch. Make sure you are a friend to the Bible. Amen. If you read with me, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. The only way you will know where your affection is, divide where your heart is. Just take an inventory. Where do I spend most of my heart? Then you will know whether you are somebody from above or beneath. May you have a change in the name of Jesus. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. So this is for people who seek the things above. Say amen. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which sin's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. May we be children of obedience and not disobedience, in Jesus' name. In the which you also walked sometime when you lived in them. Somebody say, I've been transformed. Amen. Verse 8, but now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. God is not coming to take it out. You got to make a decision, I let it go. Say amen. Some of the things we do, we are waiting for God to come and do it. God has finished his work, and God is resting. God is on vacation until the judgment day. Somebody say, I'm going to put these things off. Don't wait for somebody. You deal with yourself. Amen? Start dealing with yourself. Start editing things out of your life. A little at a time, and before you know it, a lot of them are gone. The Bible says, put it off. Just like you make a decision this morning to take a bath, brush your teeth, and eat, and do all that, make a decision to do what? Take these things off. Say amen. Say amen. Don't let anybody deceive you. If we have these things, when the trump of God comes on the judgment day, you're not going to make it. So let's all make it. Somebody say, I'm going to make it. Do you know what kind of enjoyment is waiting for you? It's not enjoyment galore. It's an enjoyment beyond zillions. Say amen. It's beyond. I don't know what adventure you're going to look for. I'm going to look for more than adventure. I want to know what's inside that ocean. I want to be able to tour it. I want to be able to tour the galaxies. Say amen. We like going on vacation. You go to many countries. You go, oh, you say these are the work of men. They are nothing. They are all going to fall apart. But you're going to get to be able to touch and enjoy the things God have made. It's worth it. Our lease here is only 120 plus years. If you have the blessing of Abraham, 175, that's included. So you can live up to 175. You don't see a Christian who has lived 175. And the Bible says he was still full of age, full of life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus died for that. So there's plenty of adventure and enjoyment coming. There are fruits and vegetables you've never seen or tasted. There are amazing things coming, the best. You are living in a corrupt world, but you're going to live in a glorious world. Hallelujah. No dying, no sickness, no sorrow, no parting. We'll forever be together. You get to see the Lord every day. Praise the Lord. So let's begin to edit ourselves. Say amen. 120 years or under 200 years of lease on earth is not compared for it to eternity. Begin to edit and call yourself a child of God and make sure you make it for yourself. Put away those rubbish from your life. Amen. Amen. Lord, somebody say, Lord Jesus, help me to overcome. All right, verse 9. Say, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. You see that? Again, emphasis, put these things off. Somebody say, I'll put them off. Say, I'll put them off. Say, amen. So next time you get irritated and you blow it, just repent quickly and put them off. Say, amen. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Some of the things I just talked about just now, that's part of the knowledge. You put that in to push the mess out. So you're making a decision, you're renewing your mind. Cast the old mindset away and put on the mind of Christ. Say amen. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. May Christ dwell in every one of us. In the name of Jesus. That Scythian are like, he said they are barbarian, rude, barbaric people. And there's a part of the world where they say they are the one. So if you check that Scythian, you will see it says Russian. May the Russian people be free. In the name of Jesus. It's not really the Russian people. It's the demonic realm that is controlling that area. So he said they are barbaric. I didn't say that. That's what the Bible, that was. It says savage, rude, and rough. Modern day Russia. That's what it says. May we be free in Jesus' name. Say, may we be free. You have to pray for the nations. That's why we pray for them. If you don't pray for them, they are rulers of darkness that invade and wants to make a mockery of nations. May our nations be free. In the name of Jesus. Did God die for Russia? Yes, Jesus died for Russia. Are there Russian Christians? Yes. Say amen. Say amen. All right. Christ is all and in all. So remember, all nations, they belong to him. 12, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. We don't like long-suffering, but you need to know that that's the fruit of the Spirit, so you can overcome during your processing time. Say amen. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. Say amen. Somebody say, I will forgive those that I don't like. So say amen. So you can like them. Amen. Amen. The Bible is very practical. God knows us. Amen. So make peace and not war. Verse 14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is love. So you put on love. You choose to love. Somebody say, I choose to love. Love is a choice. It doesn't just show up. You got to choose it. Jesus is love. God is love. You got to choose to walk in the way of God. Not because it's easy. Which is the bond of perfectness? Say amen. If you practice authentic love, you will make it to heaven. Because the Bible says love never fails. So you will never fail. Say amen. Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. All of us are going to one destination. So we are the family of God. So let us love one another. 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you, richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when we sing unto the Lord, not only the ones you know in your language, sing in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. Do you realize when you begin to sing in the Holy Ghost comes so fast, quickly, and envelop you? Say amen. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Don't let whatever you do be in vain. Do it to magnify the Lord and glorify God. If God is not in it, don't do it. If God is in it, do it. Say amen. Please the Lord always. 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Say amen. Submit yourself unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. If your husband tells you to go and sleep with another man, that's not fit in the Lord. If he tells you to go and lie, that is not what? Fit in the Lord. So do it to glorify God. Everything God approves, do that. Say amen. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. God knows that women have sharp mouth. So he tells you to do what? Love them anyway. And don't be bitter. Don't get angry to where you are bitter and resentful. And I should be hearing amen. I should be hearing a baritone amen. I should be hearing amen. Praise the Lord. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. So children, you obey your parents. It's not some things. He said what? All things. Whether you like them or not, obey them. Say amen. But if all things doesn't mean if you have a thief-free parent and say, go and steal that person's purse, don't obey that. That is sin. So somebody's going to say, but say all things. Go sleep around and bring income into the family. That is not part of all things. We're talking all things in the Lord. Say amen. Say amen. 21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Somebody say amen. Fathers, don't keep picking at your children. Why can't you do this, do that, or be that? Stop that. They have their destiny. Your role is to pray what God has put inside them to be made manifest. Say amen. Say amen. We've been parenting the world system way, and it does not work. Whereas it's what God has put in there that needs to come. They've been formed and they have an assignment before they were formed in your womb. Pray that assignment to be made manifest. That assignment may just be beating drums and then you want them to be an engineer. So you take them to engineering, they will never succeed. But their assignment is beat the drum and then they will succeed. Say amen. The assignment might be an astronaut, and yet you say, go be a medical doctor. So they go to the medical school, they finish, they don't want to be a doctor. They hate going to work. Pray the assignment to be made manifest. God has put something in every one of us. May we become who God says we are. Say amen. So stop provoking and stop trying to manipulate destinies. In the name of Jesus. 22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Servants, who are servants? People who are serving. We're not talking about slaves. Anywhere you are put, where you have a leader above you, a boss over you, you say, obey how many things? Obey in all things. So don't start manipulating and don't please when you see, please the Lord all the time. Say amen. Say amen. 23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Everything you do, do it to please God. Somebody say amen. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. There is an inheritance of obedience. May we receive what God has put in store for us. Say amen. The inheritance has been allocated. May you not lose yours. May you have yours. There are many crowns. One of them says crown of righteousness, crown of life. There are many things God has set aside for us. 25, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he had done. And there is no respect of persons. Anytime you are out of line, you choose wrong, there is a reward waiting for you. You can't get out of it. May you not have reward of problems that God has set aside. May you have inheritance. Amen. May you have inheritance.
Amen.
May I have inheritance.
Amen.
So when you do wrong, you hurt yourself. You don't hurt anyone, you hurt yourself. May you be a righteous person. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Father, we have read your word. We've put your word into our spirit. Let it begin to filter through everything that is in us. Every garbage in us may be eliminated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We put off everything that does not please you, and we put on Christ. We put on his ways. We put on the ways of the Lord. We seek after you. We seek after the things that are above, the things that are in Christ Jesus, who's seated in the right hand of the Father, who's interceding for us, who has covered us with his precious blood. We seek after your ways. May your ways be our way. May we please you in every decision. When we are wrong, may we repent quickly and speedily. And may we receive that which you have set aside for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for causing us and our family to be honorable people, people who bless your holy name, who are obedient children of the Most High God, and every spirit of disobedience is destroyed from our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for the nation of Israel. We continue to pray peace over the city of Jerusalem. Peace, peace, peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls. Peace and prosperity to her palaces. Lord, remember your people. The war that has been going on there, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you intervene. Touch the leaders of Israel and the nations around to make the right decision. Save your people, Lord. Destroy every work of darkness, every influence of darkness that is manipulating humans and causing them to self-destroy. Father, deliver them from all evil. Remember your people, Lord. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, the God who neither sleep nor slumber, hear your people. Hear their cry and save your people. Lord, be their helper. The helper is you, O God. Help your people, Lord. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember what you have promised. Let your promises that are yes and amen be made manifest. And out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So we receive that blessing for Israel, for Canada, United States of America, Nigeria. We receive it, O God, for Argentina, Chile, and Brazil, in the name of Jesus. Save your people, Lord, all the islands of the seas and all first nations of the earth. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, remember your people, Lord. Remember your people, Lord, and save your people. You are our Savior. We call on your name. Call upon me in the time of trouble, and you will answer. Hear the cry of your people. Bless families, bless nations. Bless all our leaders, bless our pastors, bless every family represented. Those hearing the sound of my voice, my voice can go to the ends of the earth. So save your people, even at the ends of the earth. Every nation where they are listening right now, touch them. Save and heal your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, may they return back to you. Draw the prodigals back to you. Draw the backsliders back to you. Draw your people to your table. For you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. May we feast and rejoice. May the goodness of God be upon our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, heal, restore, and make those who are sick whole. In Jesus' mighty name, let your word come now with power, grace, mercy, truth, favor, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.